Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We're joined by Ken Landau, voice of your CC Tigers, as we're gearing up for another pair of afternoon games as the Tigers continuing this East Coast bend right now this afternoon, taking on the Eagles of Boston College. Ken, what should we be on the lookout for with this matchup between the CC Tigers and the BC Eagles?
Well, Andrew, I think what you're on the lookout for is a game for the Tigers against one of the best teams in the country. BC is perennially one of the top teams in all of college hockey, and this year is no different. They are a loaded team in terms of talent. They've got 10 players that have been drafted by the National Hockey League, and they're just flat out good. Doesn't matter what part of their game you look at, they are a really good hockey team, and it's going to be a big challenge for a Tiger team that's still looking for its first win of the season.
And what do the Tigers need to do to get that elusive first win of the season?
Well, I think what they need to do, Andrew, is score early and put some doubt into Boston College. BC got throttled by Bentley out of Atlantic Hockey last Saturday. And what the Tigers need to do right now is jump on top of Boston College if they can. The problem is the Tigers have had all sorts of trouble scoring in the first period. That has not been a strength for them this year. The one thing that the Tigers have had and they're going to absolutely need tonight against Boston College is great goaltending. Dominic Bassi has played maybe the best four-game stretch of his still very young career. He's been very solid in goal, and he'll need to be all of that and then some tonight against a Boston College team that probably isn't in the best of moods after losing to Bentley last Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know talking with Coach Mayotte yesterday that they've made some line adjustments as well, getting some players back to more of a natural position. That should help build some confidence. And we've seen the Tigers are a pretty resilient bunch as well, noting a lot of these weekend series, even after they lost the first one, they've always rallied back to at least get that tie on the second game. So they're definitely showing that they're proving themselves and definitely gearing up and showing that they have some tenacity that's developing this young squad.
Oh, there's no question about it. The Tigers, in each of the four games they've played, have been the better team, and not by a slim margin, but by a wide margin, in my estimation. They have been the better team on the ice. They just have not had enough, as they say, puck luck in terms of scoring and scoring goals at the more opportune times. You don't want to be playing from behind. You want to be playing with the lead. And that's really important against a skilled team like Boston College. You want to make them chase you as opposed to you chasing them.
Absolutely. It'll be an interesting series tonight. Tonight, Boston College, tomorrow, Northeastern. Ken, what time does the pregame coverage start right here on KRDO News Radio?
Well, the pregame coverage starts at 4:30, the last time I checked. Is that right?
Last time I checked as well. I think we'll go with that. Hopefully we got the internet connection a little bit stronger at Boston College than what you had up in Schenectady last weekend, and we can actually get going right around 4:30.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a nice little twist of things, but everything should be fine. It's a beautiful day in Boston, sunny, very pleasant for mid to late October. Of course, that really doesn't matter much when you're playing inside the Conte Forum on the campus of Boston College, but Should be a great matchup tonight, and then tomorrow the Tigers head toward the other part of downtown Boston to play at the in the oldest arena in North America, Matthews Arena, which opened in 1910.
Wow, that'll be an interesting one. Those historic barns are definitely great places to play. Ken, thank you so much. Look forward to hearing you on the radio later this afternoon and looking for that first W from the Tigers.
No question about it. Thanks, Andrew. Go Tigers.